WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation. Ever wake up feeling like you're already behind? Like the world's playing catch up with you and you just can't seem to get ahead? I know that feeling all too well. But here's the thing, we have a superpower we often forget about, our thoughts. The way we think directly influences how we feel and what we attract into our lives. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, cultivating gratitude and positive thoughts. It might sound simple, like, just be happy. But trust me, there's real science behind this stuff, and it can change your entire outlook on life. So, here are 5 key takeaways to unlock that power within. First off, remember this. Gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad stuff. It's about actively choosing to focus on the good, even amidst challenges. Think of it like training your brain. Every time you notice something positive, you're rewiring those neural pathways towards happiness and contentment. Ever feel like you're constantly complaining? Try flipping the script. Instead of focusing on what's missing, make a conscious effort to appreciate the things you already have. Maybe it's that comfy couch you love sinking into after a long day, or a friend who always makes you laugh. Whatever it is, give it a shout out in your head. Next up, positive affirmations are your secret weapon. I'm not talking about some cheesy self-help jargon. These are powerful statements that you repeat to yourself, reinforcing the kind of person you want to be and the life you want to create. They're like little mental seeds that, over time, grow into beautiful realities. You know that feeling when you say something repeatedly and it starts to feel true? That's the power of affirmations at work. Try saying things like, "I am capable and strong," or "I attract abundance and success," with conviction. Your subconscious mind will start believing it. Now, let's talk about limiting beliefs. These are those sneaky thoughts that hold you back, telling you, you can't, it won't work, or you're not good enough. They can be so ingrained, you don't even realize they're there, sabotaging your dreams before they even begin. One of the best ways to deal with them is to challenge them head on. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? Often, you'll find that these limiting beliefs are just outdated stories we tell ourselves, not facts. Another key element is mindfulness. It's all about being present in the moment, savoring the little things, and letting go of worries about the past or future. Ever feel like your mind is racing a mile a minute? Try taking a few minutes each day to just breathe deeply, focus on your senses, and appreciate the beauty around you. This can be as simple as noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin or the sound of birds chirping. It's amazing how grounding these little moments can be. And lastly, don't underestimate the power of surrounding yourself with positive people. Think about it. Who do you gravitate towards? Those who uplift and inspire you or those who bring you down? Make a conscious effort to build relationships with people who believe in you and support your dreams. They'll be your cheerleaders on this journey, celebrating your wins and offering a shoulder to lean on during tough times. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, facing that big deadline. Your mind is buzzing with to-dos, stress levels are through the roof, and it feels like everything's about to implode. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you stop for a moment, take a deep breath, and remember all the reasons why you love what you do. Maybe it's the challenge, the creativity, or the impact your work has on others. You visualize yourself successfully completing the project, feeling confident and accomplished. See how that shift in perspective can make all the difference? That's the magic of cultivating gratitude and positive thoughts, turning those challenging moments into opportunities for growth and resilience. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix, it's a continuous practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up each day with an open heart and a curious mind. So, what's one thing you can do today to cultivate more gratitude and positive thoughts? Maybe it's writing down 3 things you're grateful for, practicing a few affirmations, or taking a few minutes to simply enjoy the present moment. Let's keep this conversation going. Share your thoughts on social media using #WakeUpAndWin. I can't wait to hear how you're applying these tips in your lives. Until next time, remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.